How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Chime, don't let me forget the necessary audio eulogy this morning based on some sad news, please.
Absolutely not. Okay. I will not allow you to forget.
Maybe sooner than later.
Sure.
Craig Breslow will join us at 9, and a lot to talk to Craig Breslow about. The Red Sox on a bit of a heater here. That's 5 in a row. And what do we got, a 1:30 first pitch today?
No, so 1:10 pregame start, 2:10 first pitch, Craig.
Okay, all right. But in the meantime, here is Mego with today's news.
Let's get started in the city of Boston. Mayor Michelle Wu is suing a slew of social media companies on behalf of Boston Public Schools, including Meta, TikTok, Snapchat, and YouTube. Wu alleges these platforms deliberately target minors with addictive features that harm children's mental health. The city's lawsuit hopes to force these companies to remove the addictive features from their apps for children and compensate Boston Public Schools for mental health support students need. The suit will join more than 1,500 school districts nationwide, and it's in federal court.
Well, the argument here is that the social media platforms are similar to the tobacco industry, and that they are creating an addiction, and it is harmful, and that kids are doom scrolling all day long, all night long, and unable to function. I don't know. Is that the fault of these social media platforms, or is that the fault of the parents?
Where I stand.
You blame the parents.
Because I don't relate it to an addiction for like tobacco, because there's an age limit on tobacco. You couldn't buy it at a specific, you had to be a certain age. I look at it more of like when I was growing up, they tried to say it was the music or the movies that influenced us, right? And that was what the biggest, it was more music than anything.
Yes, was Tipper Gore.
Yeah, you can't listen to
the wife of Al Gore.
Yeah, especially rap music. You can't, that was the biggest thing. Where, no, it's how you're brought up, the people that are in your life raising you. And don't give me, if you don't have nobody in your life, then it's going to be, you got to have mentors or something like that.
I don't know, man. I think that these companies know what they're doing with these apps. I can't tear myself off the stupid Instagram reels. I don't even download TikTok because I'm afraid of how much time I would spend on that app. Not creating stuff, just watching dumb videos. I lose 40 minutes at a time. I look out the window and the sun has changed position in the sky and I don't even know what I was just looking at.
Right. Yeah,
so I can't imagine a kid whose brain is still forming. It's hard. It's hard out there for this.
Isn't that on you?
Yes. I can't control myself. Okay. Yeah. So then you're putting it, parents need to give their kids these dumb phones, is what they're calling them now, or be very aware at all times about what their kids are watching.
Guess what?
That's your job
as a parent.
I know, but these companies know that this is not good for any of us, and it's especially bad for kids.
But listen, it's your job as a parent to, if you got to give your kid the bat
phone.
I'm
sympathetic to the struggle of it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, there are a lot of people, Curtis is somebody who believes that, dopamine is the dopamine boost that your body gets physically, mentally, is driven by social media, by likes, by and so that it's a physical reaction. It's not a mental thing.
Right.
Ooh.
But I would say that this is where people pick and choose what they feel that bothers me. So why don't you feel the same way about all the fast food restaurants out there, all the garbage food kids
eat? I'm sure she does.
But
she's trying to get the healthy menus and all the BTS.
Why are you
too?
Not suing McDonald's and all these other companies that are selling? Where's the lawsuit against all these fast food joints and pizza places and burger?
You act like that's never been brought up in the past.
No.
If you come after the pizza places,
after Pizza Day every Friday.
She and I are going to have an issue.
It's been brought up, Mego.
Yeah.
But have we ever seen a lawsuit of this magnitude from the public schools or the mayors?
See, Wiggy, I think that's kind of like whataboutism. You know,
I don't know what like that this, means. What
it
about
means like anything that you say, well, I have a problem with this. Mm-hmm. You can turn and go, what about this? Right. Don't you have a problem with this? What about this? Don't you have a problem with this? Yeah, but we're talking about something that we know is not good for these kids. And I
but now
would
you're
never
being, it's called you call the whataboutism.
Yeah.
What about the selectivism?
What do you mean?
You picking and choosing
so not,
the things
yeah,
that you want.
We're not going to tackle any problem because there's a whole bunch of problems.
Well, there are. Listen, there are. We should look at. There are some problems that have to be tackled from inside the home first.
Okay.
It's like
I don't
the government.
Disagree with that.
Well, that's the point. So you shouldn't be suing. You should be. You should be advocating to your students, parents in school. Here's what you need to do.
But what the schools are saying, I'll just tell you, their point from the lawsuit is they are the ones who then have to provide counseling to the kids because they said they had this survey mm-hmm. for Boston Public School students that compared to 2015, reports of kids saying, I don't feel good, like I'm sad most of the time, are up from 27% of kids to 44% of the mm-hmm. kids. Make of that what you will,
yep.
but a lot of the kids in the school then are leaning on public school teachers
right.
on guidance counselors and turning and saying like, this is where I need to go to get my support now. And the schools mm-hmm. are saying, we are not equipped for this.
And that's the thing. You need those mentors. I grew up in a single parent household, went to a Boston public school. My mother had to work a couple of jobs, so she couldn't watch everything that I did. But I had guys like Mike Rubin, who was my basketball coach and helped a lot of us out that came from single parent households on what we needed to do, what was right, what was wrong. So when I was 13, 14, yeah, I made a bunch of mistakes like
yeah,
everybody.
But people are going to say there wasn't the same risk, like there wasn't the social media thing.
We didn't need social media. There was plenty of risk as soon as you stepped out. If you grew up in Boston in the late 80s, early 90s, there was plenty of stuff going on as soon as you walked outside.
Yeah. You know, same with Stowe, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you probably had your fair share of things that were a little yeah. twisted. We walk
yeah.
outside.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, when the traffic lights or the street lights went out, we were going wild on our bikes.
I believe it.
All right. What's next, Matt?
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
I go.
So around 4,000 nurses at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston went on strike yesterday. It's looking like the biggest nursing strike in the city's history.
Huh.
Governor Moore Healey has called both sides to the statehouse in hopes of ending the strike. The nurses union confirmed they're going, but no word as of yet from hospital management. We can hear from both sides on WCVB.
The governor heard us, and we reiterated to Mass General that we are ready, willing, and able to bargain at any point in time, and we are waiting to hear back from them.
In its latest statement, the hospital says Brigham, quote, remains open and fully operational with patient care continuing uninterrupted.
One of those jobs I could never do, so mm-hmm. They should be paid more. I'm just guessing they should be paid more money. What they deal with and people who are suffering and mm-hmm. Having their worst moments and the right. comfort that they give them, they should pay the nurses yeah. more.
Nurses, teachers, law enforcement.
I stand with the nurses.
Oh, for sure.
They're
the ones that got to help you in time of need.
Yes. You know? I stand with the nurses in this.
Especially when you then get all these stories about like, oh, doctors can only spend an average of 4.5 minutes with every patient
right.
and they're outsourcing things in these hospitals to AI.
Right.
The nurses are the real people who are by your bedside.
You ever go to the ER? The doctors are making a ton of money sitting in the back room snacking on chips, and the nurses are the ones dealing with all the frustration of people like, hey, I've been here for 2 hours, and when's the doctor going to see me?
Sometimes you get billed for a doctor mm-hmm. in, that you didn't even see. Well, it's like, well, this was the doctor that was overseeing the entire round. Right. You're like, why am I paying this person?
Doesn't happen with Dr. Diana, I'll tell you that much. This is Carlos from Florida. Hello, Carlos.
Hey, hello, guys. Good morning
to
everyone. I just wanted to say, Wiggy, I'm with you. I know that social media is bad for kids, but maybe we have a major problem when it comes to fast food restaurants. Those places, I mean, I don't eat fast food anymore. I'm a 55-year-old man. But that is a problem for young kids. Fast food kills people. and it gets us sick. That's why in this country, we have diabetes, we have cancer, and all this stuff, and it mainly comes from fast food restaurants. So, yes, Wiggy, I'm with you.
Okay, thank you.
He doesn't realize that fast food companies are across the globe, right?
Also, you got Ozempic now.
Yeah.
And I was
fast
just using
delicious.
I was just using that as
what his issue is.
No more excuses.
Don't let him come at your Chick-fil-A.
Greg, yeah, if that guy comes for my Chick-fil-A, just like they're coming for your pizza,
that's a major problem. All right. Can we take a quick break? But we'll be back with the rest of the news in 2 minutes on The Greg Hill Show.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.